Don't hesitate. Get the Shot is a health expo this Saturday. That's happening at the Wayne County Community College. The event ties faith and medicine together to bring awareness and urgency to maintaining a healthy life. It's sponsored by the Malcolm Madison Foundation and will feature live music, food, and attendees can expect to hear a message from Bishop John Drew Sheard, the presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ from the state of Michigan and the pastor of Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ. Dr. Deion Johnson is the founder and executive director of the Malcolm Madison Foundation. He spoke with Culture Shift's Tia Graham.
We're going to have the magnificent Bishop John Drew Sheard of the Church of God in Christ is going to come and discuss how COVID had affected his family directly in the passing of his dad, who was a presiding bishop for many years out of Michigan. And then also we're going to have Darius Twyman and Destiny, the famous gospel singer from Greater New Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church.
Listen, it's time to go back and have some holes.
And he's going to bring song to fill the airways and the sounds of love.
Listen. Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where.
Tell me where, where.
Tell me where.
But most importantly about this event is that we have something for everyone. We have vision and hearing tests for all young people under the age of 18. That's free. Our goal is to kind of provide referrals for those who don't have a primary care and those, of course, who just haven't been back to a provider since COVID. As you know, it was more than just the numbers as relates to COVID that really got me down, the hospitalizations and those who were infected. But most importantly, it was all those other individuals who hadn't gone through their general health screening or their cancer screenings. So you have a lot of individuals who are now in that stage 2, stage 3, and sometimes stage 4 cancers, because as you remember, and the media pushed it, unfortunately, you went into the hospital, but you didn't come back out. So a lot of people were afraid, and rightfully so. So our goal is to try to reintroduce health services back to our community.
What about the basic general health fare? How will data be protected there? What can residents or visitors expect?
The general health and wellness event itself, there's a basic document in which people can fill out information about their current health. We don't see that information. Once they get to the actual event, we find their name, we print it off, we put it in a folder. It goes to them, and then they're going to hand take it right into the provider. But again, this brings the community together because, one, we wanted to get back to finding unadulterated and fact-based education, because our goal was to reduce as much shot hesitancy as possible among our people of color in response to COVID, but then also the reluctancy alone. So we think this is a great opportunity to bring the community together. One, they get a chance to see friends and family they may have seen a long time, a lot of church members, a lot of community members, their next door neighbors, and just family and friends. So this is a great chance to come back out, have some fun. And then guess what, Tia? Most importantly, we're going to have an exercise zone that's solely for teaching young people and adults about new exercises and then signing up so they can work on those physical attributes that they found themselves maybe limiting because maybe their age or because of injury or sickness. So we're going to provide people who can share information with them, as well as nutritional, as well as plenary sessions centered around mental health. And a goal is to give them referrals. So I think this is a great opportunity to bring family and friends in the community together.
So keeping in line with what we're talking about right now in terms of young people, talk about the importance or the focus of HPV this year at this fair.
My wife and I, Dr. Joy Johnson, we were early adopters with HPV. HPV is the human papillomavirus. It's been said that a lot of cancers have come out of our young people early on. A lot of it's because of the things that we eat, our environment. And because of that, all that's being adjusted into our body, it also has a great effect. Being able to immunize your child, girl and boy, early on for HPV is so important. That's why we're actually going to have the Carmanos Cancer Institute. They're going to actually put on a full session just on introducing HPV and how it affects young people, not only up until age 26. It's never too late. But again, our goal is to help deal with all those objections.
So we see health fairs and medical fairs happening throughout the city of Detroit, especially this summer. We're seeing a ramp up. But can you talk about how these are going to be used to help break stigmas in the Black community or in any communities of color where we're talking about trying to go to the doctor?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We hear about hearing aspects. You know, you're looking at a woman that we've been blessed with today from her cells, the only woman that I know of so far, and maybe others, but even in her death, her cells still live. And everything that they've done in the lab to prescribe or develop some type of vaccine has come out of her clinical trials and experimentation, as well as Tuskegee. You know, wild things happen at Tuskegee. You gave syphilis to African Americans and told them you were helping them with their blood. Well, of course, out of Tuskegee also came a blessing, because we have now some of the most stringent guidelines to ensure that that would never, ever happen again. So those are some of the things that we're trying to bring educationally back, you know, to our community. And then also, too, there's no politics involved. This is just true information. And we all are moms and dads and people who are out there trying to help, you know, make sure our children and our family members are safe and secure. So this is one way in which I think we can become relevant.
You know, you're hearing about Henrietta Lacks, and then you know about the Tuskegee experiments. It's not hard to understand the apprehension there of going to the hospital or going to the doctor.
And don't forget now, I'm not, you know, this is all true from the fact that a lot of the hesitancy is true. Why? Because, I mean, you can have information that is just not true, and people can just politicize it. So our goal, if we can, is to just show them the reality of helping each other. And again, I always tell my friends and all, you know, when you have a headache, you take an aspirin or you take a Tylenol. So why do you do that? Well, because someone has advised you or shared some information with you. And then hopefully if it's a person you trust, you believe in them. And now your headache is gone. So now you can continue to take that same medication and share it with somebody else. Well, that's no different here. You know, the goal is to have people you can trust, you can believe in, who understand the science. Because God has made every discipline known to mankind, from the engineer, you know, to the heart specialist. But if I have a heart attack, I'm not going to go see the attorney. I'm going to go and see the cardiologist. So I have to believe through faith that there's some things out there, both to hurt me as well as to heal me. But hopefully there's more people out there like we're trying to bring that's going to share the right information.
It was Dr. Deon Johnson that you just heard from, executive director of the Malcolm Madison Foundation. He spoke to Culture Shift's Tia Graham. The health fair they were talking about is happening tomorrow, kicking off at 8 a.m., going to 5 o'clock at the Wayne County Community College Northwest Campus.